Chapter 3. Carried me off in his custody after all. As we crossed the quarter deck, two shabby individuals stepped forward, and in mournful silence offered me business cards which I took from them without a word under his heavy eye. It was a useless and gloomy ceremony. They were the touts of the other ship chandlers, and he placid at my back, ignored their existence. We parted on the quay, after he had expressed quietly the hope of seeing me often tea the store. He had a smoking room for captains there, with newspapers and a box of Aether decent cigars. I left him very unceremoniously. My consignees received me with the usual business heartiness, but their account of the state of the freight market was by no means so favorable as the talk of the wrong Jacobus had led me to expect. Naturally, I became inclined now to put my trust in his version, rather. As I closed the door of the private office behind me, I thought to myself, a lot of lies. Commercial diplomacy. That's the sort of thing a man coming from sea has got to expect. They would try to charter the ship under the market rate. In the big outer room, full of desks, the chief clerk, a tall, lean, shaved person in immaculate white clothes, and with a shiny, closely cropped black head on which silvery gleams came and went, rose from his place, and detained me affably. Anything they could do for me, they would be most happy. Was I likely to call again in the afternoon? What? Going to a funeral? Oh, yes. Poor Captain H. He pulled a long, sympathetic face for a moment, then, dismissing from this workaday world the baby, which had got ill in a tempest, and had died from too much calm at sea, he asked me with a dental, shark-like smile, if sharks had false teeth, whether I had yet made my little arrangements for the ship's stay in port. Yes, with Jacobus, I answered carelessly. Understand he's the brother of Mr. Ernest Jacobus, to whom I have an introduction from my owners. I was not sorry to let him know I was not altogether helpless in the hands of his firm. He screwed his thin lips dubiously. Why, I cried, isn't he the brother? Oh, yes. They haven't spoken to each other for 18 years, he added impressively after a pause. Indeed. What's the quarrel about? Oh, nothing. Nothing that one would care to mention, he protested primly. He's got quite a large business. The best ship chandler here, without a doubt. Business is all very well, but there is such a thing as personal character too, isn't there? Good morning, Captain. He went away mincingly to his desk. He amused me. He resembled an old maid, a commercial old maid, shocked by some impropriety. Was it a commercial impropriety? Commercial impropriety is a serious matter, for it aims at one's pocket. Or was he only a purist in conduct who disapproved of Jacobus doing his own touting? It was certainly undignified. I wondered how the merchant brother liked it. But then different countries, different customs. In a community so isolated, and so exclusively rating social standards have their own scale. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.